Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, the reason we love him as our hero, or not only in the material sense, in the spiritual sense, in the leadership sense.
لا يقيم أمر الله سبحانه إلا من لا يصانع ولا يضارع ولا يتبع المطامع.
I would like to take this opportunity to talk about one dimension of the personality of Amir al-Mu'mineen.
السلام عليك يا أمين الله في أرض.
Peace be upon you, O trusted guardian, appointed by Allah.
The universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam in To My Brother. Imam Ali alayhi salam, the most distinguished and extraordinary personality in Islam after the Holy Prophet Muhammad. His entire life is a struggle for the advancement of Islam, the universal religion prescribed by Allah for all of humanity. Imam Ali alayhi salam was the living miracle raised up by the Holy Prophet Muhammad himself, and was not only the successor and the executor of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, but as history testifies, he was also a great human being, a brave defender of Islam, a just and fair judge, a generous philanthropist, a champion of the people, and the most pious person of his time. And in today's world, overcome by evil and darkness, and oppression and slavery, and tyranny and falsehood, a quick look into this beacon of truth and justice, a look into the universal persona of Imam Ali, is greatly useful for making and changing our lives, our families, our societies, and our world into the beautiful world that Allah has planned for humanity.
قال أمير المؤمنين علي عليه السلام: كل وعاء يضيق بما جعل فيه إلا وعاء العلم، فإنه يتسع به.
Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali alayhi salam said, "Every container gets narrower according to what is placed in it, except knowledge, which expands instead."
Back, dear friends. It's great to have you with us. This is IRIB English Radio. The program's To My Brother, and we are discussing the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. So, dear friends, we find that the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam is truly universal. It is a persona which has been able to transcend both time and place and even language. We find that this persona is so attractive and charismatic and magnetic that people from all across the world want to learn about this persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam, and if possible and where possible, apply the different aspects of the persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam, peace and blessings upon him, in their daily lives. Now, there's a lot of places where we find that the Messenger of Allah has, peace and blessings upon him, has emphasized and encouraged people to follow Imam Ali alayhi salam in various different forms and manners. It's interesting, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he has spoken about how Imam Ali alayhi salam is this ultimate role model to follow. And not only has he directly talked and spoken about the universal persona of Imam Ali, but he has also told various different people about the importance of being on the side of Amir al-Mu'mineen, the commander of the faithful, alayhi salam. Of course, we find in this very famous tradition that the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is speaking to Ammar ibn Yasir. And here, it's interesting, but the Messenger says to Ammar that a rebellious group of people are going to kill you while you are with the truth, and the truth is with you. Now, the case in point here is what is being meant by the word truth. Now, we find that in the battle against Muawiyah, in the Battle of Siffin, we find that Ammar ibn Yasir was on the side of Amir al-Mu'mineen, Imam Ali alayhi salam. And who, the rebellious group that killed Ammar ibn Yasir was the army of Muawiyah in the Battle of Siffin. And so here again, we find that the Messenger of Allah indirectly has called Imam Ali alayhi salam as being the truth, and that that truth is with Ammar ibn Yasir, and Ammar ibn Yasir is with that truth. Now, of course, this idea that Imam Ali alayhi salam is the truth, or he is with the truth, or that he is inseparable from the truth, of course, leads us to this fact that the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam is something that must be followed. Followed whether it is in the various aspects of charity, generosity, chivalry, modesty, humbleness, piety, taqwa, the giving of charity, the giving of alms, bravery, courage, all of these different and beautiful, you know, aspects of the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam are in reality, they have become a truth, and they have become a hujja, a proof for the people upon the earth. And so again, we find that following the personality and the universal persona of Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam is in fact being on the side of truth. It is being with the truth, as the Messenger of Allah said to Ammar ibn Yasir in this famous tradition. A truly beautiful lesson brought to us by the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam.
Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of iRib English Radio, the program To My Brother. This moment, I invite you to listen to the Arabic text of Ziyara Aminullah along with the English translation. Please stay tuned.
اللهم إن قلوب المخبتين إليك والها وسبل الراغبين إليك شارعا وعلام القاصدين إليك واضحا.
O Allah, verily the hearts of those who surrender to Thee are full of passionate love. The path of those who long for Thee is the straight, true road. The instructions given by those who lead on Thee are distinct and precise. The minds of those who are aware of Thy reality are filled with awe and reverence. The call of those who invite unto Thee is loud and clear, and the doors of approval are kept open for them. Whoso submits a supplication to Thee receives a favorable answer. Whoso turns repentant unto Thee gets acceptance and amnesty. Whoso bursts into tears in fear of Thy punishment obtains mercy. Whoso seeks redress from Thee finds the required assistance at his disposal. Whoso asks for Thy help procures the aid as a gift. Thy promise made with Thy servants is fulfilled, Whoso asks for pardon of his errors finds them reduced to nothing. Whoso does everything for thy sake discovers that each and every deed has been preserved. The means of livelihood available to the created being come from thee like a rainfall, and in addition, many recurring favors and bounties reach them in regular succession. The sin of those who ask for forgiveness are overlooked. The wants and needs of all that which has been created by thee are properly satisfied. Those who put forward genuine demands get more than they ask for, one after the other, again and again. For the hungry, wholesome food is arranged. For the thirsty, clean water is available in abundance.
كل صبح وكل اشرب ايام تبقى عيني بدمع مشتاق ايام قد لسعت حية الهوى كبدي فلا تبي ولها ولا راغي
And now we invite you to listen to Sayyid Muhammad Ridhvi.
Muslim and Shia, or Mu'min and Ja'fari. We have to realize, and I think that is the message we have to understand from this, is that these names are very important names. They are our mark of identity. But these names come with certain demands upon us. And that is what, you know, we have to understand here, that when we look at the statements that we have from our imams, yes, the Quran, the hadith of the Prophet, the sayings of our a'imma, sometimes they point out our weaknesses, not because they are condemning us, rather they want us to reach to higher levels of Islam, Iman, and Tashayyu'. We believe that these, you know, concepts, Islam, Iman, and Tashayyu, they are levels. And a true follower of Ahlul Bayt will not stop at one level. He will constantly try to improve and advance himself or herself to higher levels. The purpose of Azaf, Sayyidul Shuhada, is nothing but this. We talk about the hadith that the Imam said that there are 10 darajat of Iman. Salman was on the 10th level. Abu Zar on the 9th, Miqdad on 8th. Where are we? Is it minus zero? Or is it first? If it is first, we have to move to the second one. If it is second, we have to move to the third one. This hadith is not only to praise Salman and Abu Zar and Miqdad. Remember, they were not masoom, they were like us. We are not talking about the darajat of Iman of Ali and Ali Ali. You know, they are not the issue of darajat there. Rather, loving them, believing in them, and following them takes us to level at different levels in darajat. And so this darajat are not for the a'imma. This darajat are for us. And this is where we have to realize that when we look at the name, you know, look at the reality and the demand of the name Muslim, the name Mu'min, the name Shia, and the name Ja'fari.
Dear listeners, we hope you enjoyed this episode of To My Brother. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.ir/en call of Islam page. We leave you in Allah's care. Bye for now.